Podcast Ranger.
Doesn't work as well with a fucking bottle, jackass.
Whatever, still counts. Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger!
Hi!
Wait, where's Gar?
I told him to fuck off, so he just left for reals.
It's funny, that was like half in character and half me just realizing he's actually not here.
Knock, yeah. Knock.
Who's there?
I killed him!
I was hoping you would say not Gar.
Hi, Sal.
That was the easy one.
It's good to see you, buddy.
It was good to see you last week, too, bud.
Hey, guys, I have a funny joke for you.
Oh, yeah?
What do you call help from Kamen Rider X? X-Aid! Ah! X-Aid confirmed!
Well, I mean, he's not wrong.
Raven just put down his coffee cup being like, hate you.
I don't have to do this podcast anymore, guys.
I don't have to be friends with you.
I'm sad there's no X-Aid news. Some more X-Aid news.
We got a lot of news in that first batch of scans.
We released a lot. Like.
No, but I want to talk about it more.
That's okay, so, then talk.
Okay, gamer driver, I want one. If anyone out there, I'm serious, has time travel capabilities, let me know. Doctor, if you're out there, we need you.
Doctor?
Please take time off from saving the multiverse to give Lane the gamer driver.
Exactly.
Anyways, we're getting into the news.
First story.
First piece of news, we saw a video review of the actual Proto Megaloader toy. Good news! It's shit!
Yeah, all the sounds come from the icon!
Oh, I'm so disillusioned!
You're just better off getting the Mega Loader itself.
I know. I still am holding out a flicker of hope that they put out the other Necrom color icons.
Me too. I hope they do.
I must
like
become
a year down the line.
I must be Blue Crom.
Right? I must be Pink Crom.
Yes. Don't bother getting the Proto Loader.
Yeah, don't get the Proto Loader unless like you really like the villains of Ghost for some reason.
It does come with a couple of the Ganma icons, like you know how they did that Dopant memory where it had like all the names of the different monsters? That as a Ganma icon.
But what's really cool about it was they actually like got each like VA of that Ganma saying like their name, and like that was really cool. So
yeah.
So good on them for that, but yeah, probably a load of shit.
Alright, so this week we got a lot of news regarding the upcoming Lionsgate Power Rangers movie.
Oh boy, dude. Oh yeah, David told me today that apparently the official Power Rangers movie Twitter is following him.
He showed me a screenshot of his email, so that's apparently a thing.
So yeah, I know.
So basically what this pick is, it's all five of our Rangers in full suits, and we have confirmation, I believe, on the helmet designs on what they do in terms of retracting. I think. In this shot, you basically see all of them without face masks.
And yeah, the visors look like they've
slid
up.
We also see in this picture, these suits look pretty damn cool up close, actually.
Yeah, kind of.
I really like the angle they went for here, with, like, the living crystal.
I'll admit that from this angle, they look cool, but I still don't like them as
Did you see that other picture from the Comic-Con footage? We actually see their morphers.
Yes, I did see that.
And it's like, and just full on, they're just crystals. They're
crystals,
not,
but then you see the power coins in them,
inside
and
them.
And then they confirm they all have the original five animals, like swords, so.
So, we're looking at this image now, if you're watching the video version. My first thought when I looked at these power coins was, the ancient stone power bagels!
quickly.
No. Jelly donuts.
Also,
especially the pink one.
Look, see, we got raspberry and blueberry and lemon and the one that
oil
we kept out too long.
Ichi, could you just quickly zoom in on Rita's staff there for a second?
Actually, yeah, I wanted to talk about that. We got a pretty good shot of Rita's staff here.
Gee, I wonder what that is in the center of her staff.
It's not like we haven't had already plenty of hints that Rita could be the Green Ranger.
Stop it!
What?
You keep predicting all the shit that's happening!
Hey, look, I'd like to take more credit for this. It's not like it was a hard reach to go, like, she's wearing fucking green, for God's sake. Actually, zoom in on the staff again.
God, Rita turning into the Green Power Ranger.
That's a jawbone.
Oh.
Oh, that's Goldar's. No!
That's where he went.
Mr. Snow!
I need Paul in here to fucking do his Goldar.
Yeah, he does a good Goldar. So, yeah, go back to the suit, sorry. All right, so, yeah, again, I really think they look... I also, like, if you look closely, it's hard to tell in this shot, because the most prominent are Kimberly and Billy. The helmets are all different looking.
Yeah.
I like that.
Also confirmed, Don Cheadle is in this movie. That's the Blue Ranger.
Wow. That's the joke everyone's been saying, that he looks like Don Cheadle from that angle.
Because yeah, you're all terrible racists.
But no, like, we're seeing, like, it's really awesome seeing these suits up close, and they look mwah. Like, they look like what a modern Power Rangers movie should, so I'm looking forward to this.
I will disagree that they look like a modern Power Ranger. I will tell you that I do like them as modern superheroes. I don't think they look Power Ranger, but I like the suits.
Well, okay, they look like if Hollywood...
You know what I mean? It's hard to describe. As long as I forget that they're Power Rangers, they look cool.
Yeah. Next story!
Alright, we also got some images of the Power Rangers movie toy line. If you'll bear with me just a minute, there's a little, we're just looking at a little video right now. There's the
Oh, look at them! Look at those! Those look so cool!
I did like how the guy kind of made a reveal with the cloth, like, yeah.
No, I like them! But just... Jeez, on the pink and yellow Rangers, their legs are skinny.
And yeah, if
they're
you're
women,
see, look, you
yeah,
can
look
see
at
the
all
morphers.
The detail in the paint. Like,
you can see the morphers there, kind of. I admit they look more prominent than the last time I saw these suits. Hmm. But I still don't like that there's no belt.
I don't need a belt.
I don't need a belt.
It's Power Rangers.
It's like when Superman.
Yes, you
don't need. You don't need the trunks.
How many Ranger suits besides Geki Ranger didn't have belts?
Damn, there goes my example.
Yeah, exactly. That was the one example in fucking 40 years.
Fuck, where's Gar when you need him?
Someone in the comments, tell me if there's any others.
Again, Gar, respond in the comments.
Again, I'm okay with the idea that they're not belts because, again, these aren't like, you know, costume suits, like the crystals.
I feel like I'm gonna like Zach the most in this movie. But we'll see.
I like the designs they got going, actually. Like the details.
Yeah.
Like those silver lines and junk.
I still think it's screaming Iron Legion, but that's just me.
Okay,
and
to be fair, like as we put it before, like you because Iron Man is the most generic body armor ever, it's pretty hard not to look like Iron Man armor.
Is one of our articles the helmets?
It didn't come up on my feed.
Are you bastard?
Okay. Well,
why don't you look it up then quickly?
Yeah, just quickly.
Where would I find
just look up Power Ranger helmets, I guess.
Yeah, like Comic-Con helmets.
We're doing it live.
There you go.
There we go.
So. So they also released a picture showing, like, close-ups of, yeah, the power points, but also the helmets, and just the mouths.
Oh,
they're
my God.
A bit too ooh-ooh-ooh-ah-ah-ah-ah for me.
I always said I don't like lips on Power Ranger helmets. I get that they went with this because that's what was in the original show. I don't know. I've never liked the look myself.
I'll get used to them,
The biggest problem is that they're way too wide.
Now, granted, here's the thing. These probably aren't the actual, like, these are probably, like, you know, the main models for, like, long shot sort of things, you know? They needed to be big enough that the actor inside wasn't going to hurt himself. For stunt performances, I mean.
But seeing the designs, like, they look cool. Like, you can see the T-Rex and the Red Rangers.
Something I never really thought about yet. The visors are huge.
And yeah. That's part of why I don't like them.
But they're functional.
They look like they're something out of a Sonic the Hedgehog fanfiction. Like, you know, all the Sonic characters have these obscenely large eyes that
Sonic
are actually
one
eye. Sonic
has one big eye.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm. Ray, what do you think?
I always loved Sentai's more streamed visor design.
Me too. No, I agree on that. I always liked when it looked more tactical. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Like, GoBusters was a perfect example. I love GoBuster suit designs.
Yep.
Anyways, moving on.
So, Power Rangers, we're creeping ever closer to that trailer, aren't we?
And speaking of trailers, kind of.
Here you go, Raven got excited for this.
Shin Godzilla, coming to theaters late 2016,
yay!
Is actually being released in America.
Woohoo!
As announced by Funimation at San Diego Comic Con.
Thank you, Funimation. Yep.
Godzilla, voiced by Chris Sabat.
Godzilla.
Probably.
Roar.
Wait, no, you just see him roar. Just like Goku scream.
Kakarot.
Kakarot, where are you?
So yes, Shin Godzilla, also known as Godzilla Resurgence, because why not? The first Toho-produced Godzilla film in 12 years will be released in U.S. theaters later this year.
12 years? Really?
Yeah.
When was the last one?
2004.
The last one was Godzilla Final Wars in 2004.
Whoa!
Yeah, no, the point of Final Wars was it was supposed to be the last one for at least 10 years.
Holy shit.
And then they made...
and then they waited
2 years. And then America made it.
Then they made the legendary Godzilla.
And then Hollywood decided, hey, we can make Godzilla.
It's been 10 years!
I do love that, like, okay, so, like, we got two Resurgence movies this year. This and Independence Day. Off topic, if you guys drive down the Gardner, if you go, like, east on the Gardner, you'll see the Independence Day billboard. It's actually got the CN Tower in it.
Cool.
Like, they did that in, like, every major city or something. Like
they put their
the major landmark with the alien ship.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. I like nice touches like that. So Resurgence is being written and directed by Hideaki Anno of Neon Genesis Evangelion fame.
Oh, so there's going to be a lot of pointless bullshit?
And hopefully a lot of fucking annoying Christian imagery.
But yeah, Gartolin, like, it's cool that this is just, like, it's not a continuation of Godzilla, it's just the remake of the original movie, just what if Godzilla showed up in modern day society now.
And
so you just got a bunch of people doing this?
Yeah, exactly. You know there's going to be a shot of just someone taking a video selfie of just being like, holy fucking shit!
It'll just devolve into Cloverfield.
Yeah,
right.
It's so going to be Cloverfield.
And the movie is also being co-directed by Shinji Higuchi, director of the Attack on Titan films.
Yep. That's and the other one. And the actual director, Hideaki Anno.
I already said it.
I missed that, man.
Pay attention.
Get off your phone!
The film comes out in Japan July 29th.
Woo!
Further details.
Just in time for Jolyter.
Have not been announced.
God, that Godzilla is so scary looking.
I'm looking at this image and I have to put a concentrated effort into looking for its face. I was like, oh, there's an eye, and oh, there's the other one,
and
I think those are teeth.
Yeah, there's the razor's fucking sharp teeth.
And I think those are nostrils.
I'm just gonna say it. I prefer the legendary Godzilla in terms of aesthetic.
Yeah.
I prefer this one.
I like the new neck.
All right.
I like the bear Komodo dragon.
I enjoyed that movie, actually.
I like it a lot.
Just sad Bryan Cranston, wasn't it?
Bryan Cranston, man. He's going to be our Alan Grant through this movie. Oh.
Oh,
and
then he died.
Then he died, I guess.
Yeah. Me and Gar also watched Godzilla vs. Mothra this week.
It was great. Wait, which one? The older one or the
original, one? Yeah. Oh,
they're
okay,
both great, so you couldn't have been wrong there.
Okay. Fuck.
Making your question entirely pointless.
He got his ass kicked by just two baby Mothras.
Yes.
Right?
Like, whooped his ass.
Yes.
Jesus.
All they gotta do is string him up.
Wait. This is what back then, we just had to make a film 90 minutes long. We didn't care how.
I love the twins, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's move on.
No, we're talking more about
Godzilla. Godzilla!
No.
More important.
That's a Godzilla month.
Definitely more important.
No, this is more important. They're releasing the takoyaki from Kamen Rider Ghost.
Oh, my God.
Like every other takoyaki, I'm assuming?
You mean regular-ass takoyaki?
Oh, okay, quick funny story. So, we recently...
Or are they designing them like icons now?
No.
We recently hired, like, a new girl at my job, and her name's Miho, and she's from Japan. She's studying here for school. She wants to, like, learn English and stuff like that.
You gonna give her some private lessons there?
No, so she's just been... she's been only here for about 3 weeks now. She told me she was from Japan, so I instantly had to just say, like, oh, have you heard of Kamen Rider and Super Sentai? At first she... At first she didn't understand how because of how I was pronouncing it, so I was like, Kamen Rider, Super Sentai. Like, I had to!
Shift into weeaboo!
No, I did.
Go ahead.
I did. And she's just like, say, oh yeah, that! No, that's boy stuff!
Yeah.
I was like, I understand.
Yeah. The only way that would have been entirely better if she looked right at you and go, are you nine?
That too.
No, but what's funny is she approached me at the bus stop when we were finishing work because I was wearing my Goku shirt. And she's like, oh, it's Dragon Ball, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm from Japan. I'm like, I know! I'm like, no.
That's like me.
And I asked her permission today if I could call her Miho-chan, and she said yes.
Your story's like me and back in university when I was in the kendo club.
Mm-hmm.
We had that one Japanese exchange student who was part of the club and kicked all of our asses.
Yeah.
Because she's been practicing since middle school.
That's racist.
I mean, she's a Japanese transfer student. She's obviously the protagonist.
I know, right? No, but yeah.
did you meet on the school roof?
We all just had a habit of going out to either a bar or a coffee shop after practice all the time. So we were sitting around at the coffee shop, and she was there sitting around. We're all talking about Power Rangers.
And that's when the monster attacked.
Yeah. And we're all sitting there talking about Power Rangers, because that's the topic that came up, and nostalgia. And we're talking about Power Rangers. She's just sitting there looking at us like, I'm not from this country. I have no clue what you guys are talking about. And I just have to be the one to turn to her. It's like, the thing we're talking about is the English dubbed version of Super Sentai.
Oh, Super Sentai!
Oh, okay.
Wow, Lane.
I'm not racist.
You're very racist.
Oh, I love
it's
Japan.
Like, we used to play that in elementary school. I was always red.
Hey,
literally
so
how she finished that sentence.
If Avenue Q taught me anything,
everyone's
a little bit
racist.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Anyways, Takayaki gives a shit.
Taku fucking Yaki.
Shut up, I'm gonna read the article.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No,
okay.
For real.
Okay.
What it is just, yeah, this one restaurant's called, what's it called?
Gindako, I believe.
Gindako. Just, it's a promotional thing that you get your box of takoyaki. There's some ghost characters on
it's it's a restaurant well known for its takoyaki, so they're releasing ghost themed takoyaki boxes.
I swear to God, if in Japan they do not have a billboard of just Alan's face just with a piece of takoyaki about to go in his mouth, just going, I'll
see, now that would have been cool, but looking at the art, it looks like they just have artwork of all the writers.
Yep.
Because, of course.
Takoyaki is fucking delicious.
I've never had it. It's octopus.
It is a ball-shaped... It is a ball-shaped... It's right in the article. It is a ball-shaped snack made of batter, cooked in a special pan mold, and typically filled with diced octopus.
Yeah, there's like a little piece of octopus in the center.
They put
like
some spice
up. Fried up batter.
Oh my god, when I was in Taiwan, I had that shit all the time.
And they usually top it with like...
Takoyaki sauce.
You know what?
Yeah.
If there's ever a chance I can try it, I'll try it.
Oh yeah, do you like calamari?
No, I don't like fish. Like, at all.
You're probably not going to enjoy this very much.
Well, good for you, because most calamari is just toasted assholes.
Okay.
Apparently, these are being released in what they're calling a henshin pack / henshin meal, which comes with a larger variety of toppings for the takoyaki.
Wait, what's the first word it says?
What?
No, like the Happy Meal thing.
Oh, it's two different boxes. A Danran pack / Happy Meal and a Henshin pack / Henshin Meal. The only difference...
Henshin Meal?
The Henshin Meal has a larger variety of toppings, and once the snack has been eaten, a cardboard ghost mask and belt can be taken out of the box.
You know what? That's
completely stained with oil and fucking takoyaki.
Yay!
You know what? There you go. There's
put it on your face!
You know what? There's a Kamen Rider we can put in next day. Just... This a really fat kid who transforms by eating.
Oh my god! If it's a show about gamers, I swear to god I want one of them to be fat.
Right.
That would be hilarious and awesome.
He will walk badassly into the scene with a bag of Doritos in one hand.
Watch Braves fucking character.
Oh my god.
Then you're gonna be like,
you watch.
No, that's me.
You watch. He'll pull a Kyoryu Cyan and just deflate when he mentions.
Oh god. Yeah.
Pull a reverse Justin.
What even?
Alright, anyways.
Next. Rumored in the works is apparently a team-up between Uchu Keiji Gavan and Tokuso Sentai Dekaranger.
So the Space Police and the Space Sheriff.
Yeah.
That's,
okay.
You know
what? Why didn't we already have this?
Exactly. Why the fuck is this not already a thing?
You know
that,
what?
That feels like the most easy crossover ever. Right.
Any excuse to see Scheider again, that's awesome. Fuck, I'm sorry, I love Scheider.
So, according to Ayumi Kinoshita, who is Jasmine / Deki Yellow, recent filming for a live-action movie, probably a V-cinema or special, or a new superhero year project, finished on July 5th. The Metal Hero franchise is celebrating its 35th anniversary next year.
Yup.
And it was confirmed that the first Gavan and Dekamaster are best of friends.
No, if I know Toei like I do, they love their anniversaries, so they'll do this.
Yeah.
This seems totally like a thing that can happen.
Once again, just repeat, why is this not already a thing?
I know, right?
I'm sad Gavan never got, like, Americanized, because it just would have been cool to have a special like this with SPD. I have an excuse to bring the SPD Rangers back.
I swear to God, why did it not just cross over with, like, any of the other millions? Well, technically, didn't they pull one in Beetleborgs? Like, what? Didn't they, like, one of the Beetleborgs episode have, like, other metal heroes in it? Just suddenly getting summoned out of comic books, and I'm pretty sure one of them was a space sheriff.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah,
that episode. Red or blue. So, yeah, no, we did, we sort of.
Yes, no, yeah, I remember. I think it was the convention episode.
Yeah.
We watched that.
That was great.
Yeah. With the tick. Yes, actually.
Yes.
All right, moving on. We got a scan showing Cube Whale from Zoroger.
It's a fucking tank. Like, tank thing.
It's fucking Optimus Prime.
It's the Ultra Zord.
No! You know what it is? It's like a floating fortress airship thing.
No, it's like straight up like a carrier ship. It, like, it's actually on water in the skin.
That looks so big.
I like it.
Yeah.
Its cube form is just like a fucking mess, but then like the fins slide off from the, or like rotate off from the side to become its beast form.
And then obviously it just combines with everything.
Yeah, like we saw last week or the week, we saw last week what it combines into, the Dodekaio. But
yeah,
this
the cubes
is,
for legs.
This is just the cube whale on its own, and I like it.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
It looks like a fucking warship. I love it. It's got two giant-ass cannons on the sides.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Nah, that's cool. I fucking love Zua Whale's helmet.
It just looks like a skeleton man just going, eee!
It's Papyrus.
Yeah. Zua Whale Papyrus!
Oh, God.
All right.
Woody.
Speaking of robots.
There you go, Raven.
Soul of Chogokin GX-71 Voltron. Official images released.
Oh, these walls are about, these walls are about to become red.
Bandai Tamashii Nations officially unveiled this, as seen in the original Voltron or Beast King Go Lion anime series. The show accurate representation stands 270 millimeters tall and comes with its individual parts: black, red, green, blue, and yellow lions, each coming with their own accessories, featuring a full range of motion, something the original toys did not have. For fans of the original Chogokin toy, the set also comes with some optional number decals. Aside from the lions and their accessories, the release also comes with the Blazing Sword, Solar Combat Spears, the Spinning Laser Blade, and a weapon stand that resembles the walls of the castle in the series. The Soul of Chogokin GX-71 Voltron costs 32,400 yen and is set for a December release.
Oh, Ichigo, no,
you know, at, okay, so yeah, that's like almost $400, so, you know, every fucking Soul of Chogokin series ever.
Quick question for you, Raven. Are those all those lines to scale? So, like, are the green and, like, the green, like, the blue ones or whatever, are those, like,
God.
The actual size?
These look awesome!
Wow! They have a fucking weapon's mouth!
They all do!
They all have a weapon in their mouths.
Damn.
It's just, yeah.
It's just funny that the black line is the leader of the bunch.
Why is that funny, Lane?
No, it's not funny.
Why is it funny, Lane?
Something wrong with the black being a leader.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Wow.
God, do this with a Mazinger Zed or something.
No, that exists.
Oh.
Why? Trust me, they've done that.
I almost got it, and then Omnimon.
No, I almost got it, and then I saw the $400 price tag, and I was like,
where's the big O?
I've done that with pretty much every fucking super robot ever.
Yo, I want a giant Chogokin of gold Lytan.
That'd be cool.
That's I freaking passed up the freaking die-cast Gygar at North this year. I'm just like, I want to buy this, but I don't have that much money to spend on this
shit.
Hey, Omnimon.
Hey, Omnimon for considerably less.
Oh, hey, Big Sam.
How much did you pay for that?
Like $50.
That's pretty good. Well, you did get out of the Domino Ichi, right?
No.
That was an actual price? That's amazing.
No, it was like, okay, here's the $400 die-cast Metal Gal Gygar statue. Meanwhile, over here, there's a $50 Omnimon figure. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go over with the cheaper one. Thank you.
You know what I would love, and I don't think it would be, like, technically possible? An Omnimon, like a DX Omnimon, one that you could actually transform and combine. Because technically, the arms of Omnimon are not actually the parts of their...
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It's just their heads.
Their bodies just transform into those.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean. Anyways, moving on. More Voltron stuff. Voltron Legendary Defender Season 2 coming later this year.
Oh, cool. Good! Raven's like, I love this
show!
Oh,
okay.
I never see him emote this much.
I know, right?
No. Raven loves, Raven loves his Rubit shows.
Also, it's earlier in the evening, so I'm actually awake right now.
Good point, but I'm naming this episode Raven Does a Thing.
Raven Does a Thing.
Netflix picked up Voltron Legendary Defender for a second season later this year. I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's very good.
Yeah. You should watch it for Cast Ranger.
I'm down. But cool. We have so much else to watch now, especially since fucking Cho Tyson Genesis and Ninja Returns just came out.
Genesis!
Oh, I miss doing that.
The movie was weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, Netflix apparently did pay attention to the fan reaction and announced via Twitter on July 21st at 6:34 p.m. on their Twitter that Season 2 is coming late 2016.
By the end of the year, you guys. By the end of the year.
That's awesome. Moving on to some other Tokusatsu interesting news stories. Two Garo films have apparently been added to Netflix in Latin America.
Yep. Is that news?
No, it's really not.
I just thought
it was weird. I mean, Brazil liking anime and Toku shit.
Right? I just thought it was weird enough to mention.
They have a freaking Mazinger Z statue.
Oh.
In Brazil.
Garo
Red... Beside the one of Jesus.
Garo Red Wek...
Like, around the corner, but yes.
Garo Red Requiem and Garo Gaiden Toge no Fue are now streaming on Netflix in Latin America. That was just a little mention. Thought it was real interesting. Alright.
No, not seriously. That's cool.
Yeah. And
here we go. Oh,
here's the feature story of the night. Remember a couple weeks ago when we talked about the fucking Toy Story Megazord?
You got a mech in me.
And you know how I mentioned that I was pissed that Buzz Lightyear was not the wings?
And I said, wait a couple weeks?
Well, we waited a couple weeks, and Tamashii Nations has revealed the next Toy Story combiner. It's made of Buzz Lightyear, two of the aliens, and his spaceship.
Sel, do you have, like, future vision? Do you have Garnet's future vision?
A little column, mate.
Okay. God damn.
I'm good.
You are.
So, yeah, the
again,
robot...
Not to take real credit here, though. Like, this isn't exactly hard to call.
Yeah, no. So apparently the robot is titled Buzz the Space Ranger Robo. And, yeah, it's a combination of the three pieces. The arms are formed by two of the Pizza Planet aliens... And the upper portion of the robo is Buzz Lightyear himself, and the rest of it is his spaceship, as well as the large rocket, the big one, from the first Toy Story film.
I'm actually sad that one of the Buzz Lightyear robot's weapons isn't a claw.
And, apparently the Buzz robo is 205 millimeters tall.
Yep.
And, the best part, it apparently combines with the original Woody Robo Sheriff Star. The combined robot stands 35 millimeters tall. And apparently it's called Super Combined Gangrate King, and it comes with an additional storybook of the same name.
Why?
Because it was the Megazord we didn't know we needed.
Do you know what the next one's gonna be? It's gonna be some Big Hero 6 mech.
No, the third one they'll do is Jesse and the Prospector.
No. Remember the one I told you? It's just Sid's Toys.
Oh, yeah.
Freaky toys. So the head will just be the baby.
Like
the
evil Megazord.
Yeah.
Hey, those toys were not evil.
You know what I know.
They were misunderstood.
I don't know what you know.
You know what I meant. Anyways, Buzz the Space Ranger Robo releases on January 27th, 2017 for a currently undetermined price. Pre-orders will go live at online retailers August 1st.
Oh.
Very interesting, but stupid. Anyone else have any news stories?
Hey, guard, you have any old... Oh, right, you don't.
I did notice an obscene lack of Ultraman news this week.
I know, right?
Ultraman Orb Episode 3 is now live on Crunchyroll.
Yay.
Yay.
Go watch it. Yay. I might... The god.
Shh. Talk about that in the episode.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, bye, everybody!
We'll see you on the podcast proper.
Yeah.